Alrighty, folks. I guess I could refer to him now as one of the elder statesmen of the defensive line. Came to Eugene out of Phoenix, had a terrific 2017. Jalen Jelks checks in. How you doing, Jalen?
How are you doing? I'm good.
So last year, new coaching staff, new defensive coordinator. Coach Leavitt switches from a 4-3 to a 3-4, which was kind of in place when you got here. So as an end, what kind of adjustments do you have to make, or what changes maybe and responsibilities are there when they implement that 3-4?
You really just have to make a lot of adjustments to your kind of, I guess, technique and footwork and everything, because you go from two-gapping to setting edges and stuff like that. So it really changes a lot of your play. But it doesn't really change a lot in your aspect of, like, whether you get off the ball faster or your hands and stuff like that, because it's all the same kind of fundamentals. But just overall technique and, like, from that standpoint, everything, you might get double teamed more in a 3-4, obviously, than a 4-3, because you've got more linemen,
right,
linemen down and everything. So just little stuff like that. But I like the adjustment. 3-4 is works well with me. I like it. Sets a lot of people up for good position to make plays. So hopefully we make some more.
Yeah. So when you got here, obviously the coordinator was DP, then Brady Hoke, and of course Coach Leavitt. Actually, how much of a character is he, and how much on your toes do you have to be with his bundle of energy?
He's a lively character. Coach Leavitt's always full of energy, always making sure you're running. He doesn't want anybody walking on the field, so even if you're running in a circle, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter. Just move around and make sure you're flying around and just trying to give good effort. That's one of his big emphasis, is making sure you give good effort and trying to fly around, and just even if you don't make the play, just make sure you rally to the ball and stuff like that. So just having a coach like that, being able to teach you little things and little tips and trades of the game, and just trying to help everybody fine-tune their and perfect their own game, I think is essential for a great defense.
Yeah, you know, along those lines, I mentioned how now you're a senior, you know, Mondu is gone. Do you feel that added responsibility, or the coaches kind of put it on you to kind of guide the younger guys, show them the way, what it means to be a duck on this defense?
I mean, I really feel it myself, just overall in the team aspect of, you're the older guy, everybody kind of walks up to your locker like, oh, who are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Stuff
right.
like that. So when I first got here, I was always looking at the older guys like, hey, where are we going? Where's the meetings and stuff like that? So just stuff you don't even really pay attention to. They might follow you around trying to find out where this building is and stuff like that. Or they might follow you over here because they don't know where this drill is and stuff like that. So just being an older guy and, you know what I'm saying, just being able to fulfill the role and, you know what I'm saying, kind of take those footsteps and keep it moving.
So you have multiple shadows.
Multiple. Trust
so
me.
Your position coach, Coach Salovey, is an NFL guy, played here in conference, you know, played at Arizona. What are some of his traits that make him the kind of coach who enjoys kind of this outstanding reputation he has?
He'll get down and do some drills before you do,
okay.
Which is kind of crazy. If you're not doing it right, or if he sees something kind of wrong or something like that, he might just hop down and do it himself. So being a coach that's able to honestly get down and do some of the techniques better than you are, I feel like it's a great help to your performance. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you can only learn so much. And I just try to soak up as much in everything I can from Coach Joe, whether it's hand placement, footwork, just getting off the ball better, recognizing formation, stuff like that. So just not having somebody that knows the game so well, and especially at your position group, helps a lot.
That's practice, but you don't think he can give you a series out there late in the season against
UCLA?
I don't know.
Coach Joe might be able to get maybe a series or two out. I don't know. We've got to check his eligibility.
So you see the quarterback, Justin, from a different angle than folks who watch games. You know, he's always in his don't touch me red.
Yep.
But as a teammate, the leader of the offense, over his couple years here, where do you think he's improved? And how are you and your teammates confident what he's capable of?
I mean, we probably have more confidence in Herbie than he probably does himself, honestly. And I feel like that probably pushes him a lot harder every day to work and, you know what I'm saying, be a better teammate and be a better leader. He's became a lot more vocal over the course of seasons and everything. He stepped up a lot in that role, whether it's just teaching the young guys little moves here and there, lining them up right, or calling people out if they need to push themselves harder. And I feel like that's what we definitely need to become a better team. Somebody that's not afraid to point somebody out. Not in the aspect of, like, I'm trying to curse them out or something like that, but in a way of just trying to coach them and help them get better, because you've been there before. So
you guys give him a hard time about the haircut, like he's auditioning for that 70s show or something like that?
We just went to the Pac-12 media day, and everybody down there was giving him stuff for it. Everybody. He had a rubber band in and everything. He's working on his flow. It's going to be there soon.
You know, we've heard Coach Cristobal talking about getting more physical, which I kind of laugh at. You guys are beasts. You're football players. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the two guys on the nose from last year, Jordan and Austin, mm-hmm. you know, part of the improvement on that side of the ball. How important was it that those young guys were able to actually step right in and contribute so fast?
It was a big help. I've never just seen somebody be able to come in here and just do stuff like they have at a freshman at such a high level. I can't wait to see what they look like when they're seniors. It's going to be crazy. But they came in, I mean, feet running, honestly. It was kind of crazy. Came in, learned the defense very well. Came out just being trying to be a dominant player, and they stood out on film and coached them in, and it showed up again. So they've been working really hard this offseason, whether it's getting stronger, faster, losing weight, gaining weight, everything like that, and I can't wait to see it get put on film.
And lastly, from what you've seen from the newer guys who might play alongside you, behind you, and of course there's going to be some changes on the back end in the secondary, what are you liking, and I know it's really early in practice, about the overall look of this defense where you upgraded last year about the chances to get even better this year?
Mm-hmm. I like everybody's enthusiasm this year. Everybody's flying around, having fun, making plays, and I feel like that's a great thing to do. When you're out there just kind of getting beaten around and people are throwing bombs on you all day and stuff like that, it just kind of puts a damper on your defense. But when you're out there making plays, flying around and hitting people, it kind of hypes the rest of defense up to do the same thing. So just being able to do all that all game and all season really is a big factor for us. And it's really our main focus.
All right. Well, we're, 26 days away from the opener?
Soon enough, man. I wish it was tomorrow.
but we appreciate your time. And
appreciate
I always
it,
like to tell when I get a chance to talk to you guys, be well, stay healthy, and have
Thank
a great
you,
season.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks
Thank
for stopping
you.
By.
No problem. Thank you.
Oregon defensive end Jalen Jelks, who finished last year like a terror, kind enough to spend some time with us at Media Day. Take a break. Back with the Richter scale to wrap up Crunch Time next, 95.3 The Score.